It was the middle of the night, and I was in bed with my husband, sound asleep, when we were woken up by the sound of breaking glass. Then I heard noises in the living room. And then there they were, two robbers, opening the door to a bedroom. One had a gun, and he said, "Give us some money, and no one will get hurt." My husband said, "We don't have any money." "Don't fucking lie to us. You'll both get hurt. We know you make plenty of money at your shows." Then it dawned on me. They were in the wrong fucking house. The people next door own a shop, and these fools were in the wrong house. We were being robbed by two fucking idiots. And I laughed. Uh-oh. That was something I should not have done. You know how robbers are. They take offense at the least little thing. They had some rope with them, and they tied my husband's hands and legs to the bed. And one of them said, "Okay, bitch, you think this is funny? Where's the fucking money?" Then my husband shouted out, "Don't touch my wife. Leave her alone. She's too pretty and innocent to get hurt." Fuck. I had two fucking idiots robbing the wrong house, and a husband is giving them ideas about me. Double fuck. With ice cream on top. One of the guys walked over to where I was sitting up in bed. He goes, "Who can just lie there when they're being robbed?" And he ripped my nightie open, exposing my huge tits. And his friend said, "Look at the size of those nipples." I was a little upset by their actions. Not because they exposed my tits, but because they ripped my favorite nightgown, the sexy black one. "Where's the fucking money?" And my husband said, "Next door. You're at the wrong house, like I fucking already told you." They looked fucking angry, and the one who ripped my nightie said, "I'm not leaving with nothing. I want something to make this worthwhile." My husband looked at me and said, "Cover your tits. The men are looking at your big nipples." "That's good, hubby. Draw attention to how hard my nipples are." One of the men reached down and squeezed my tits and tweaked my nipples. Then he forced my tits together and dropped his head and sucked both of my nipples at the same time. My tits are big and squeezed them together. My nipples touch, and he could bite and lick both nipples. I had to tell them, "Please don't do that. I'm married, and this is wrong. This is so wrong. I don't want you to touch me." They didn't pay any attention to what I said. Men never listen. Instead, they made me stand up, and then they ripped my torn nightie all the way off. And there I was, totally naked, in front of two complete strangers. And they were fondling my body as my husband watched and did nothing. All I did was give them ideas. My husband yelled out, "Don't you dare fuck her!" And I quickly looked over in his direction. Yep, he was full of suggestions. The no-good fucking louse. "Good idea," one of them said, "right after she sucks our cocks." And I felt myself being pushed to the floor. Hubby said, "She don't do that. She don't suck cock. She won't even suck mine. And she sure as hell won't swallow." I thought to myself, "Stop already. You're not helping me." I swear, if he says one more thing, I'll fucking gag him myself. Then one of the robbers grabbed me by my hair, and I felt a big, hard cock nudging my mouth. And when I say big, I mean fucking big. Much bigger than my husband's. This cock forced its way into my mouth and started to fuck my face. He looked at his friend and said, "Look at this bitch eat my meat. She won't do her husband's, but she's gonna do my prick." And I'd sucked cocks before, but my husband's cock was small. And that's why I never sucked his. Small cocks felt funny in my mouth. But this cock was real suckable, all big and manly. I felt myself being lifted back onto the bed, and the first cock was taken away, only to be replaced by an even bigger prick. And I sucked it. Oh. The first was now rubbing his cock up and down my cunt. And I heard him say, "Your wife has a really wet cunt. Guess what I'm going to do to your wife's fuckhole?" And my husband said, "You better not put that huge cock into her cunt." Wrong guess. As I felt my cunt lips being split apart and the monster cock slide into my cunt. Fuck. I never felt my gash feel as full as when he entered my fuckhole. And the cock in my mouth was fucking my face just like his friend was fucking my cunt. I was being spit roasted by two strangers on my marital bed with my husband less than 2 feet away. Then the first guy said, "I'm about ready to come in this slut's cunt." And true to form, my fucking idiot of a husband said, "You better not come in her cunt, and don't you dare come in her mouth either," he told them. I was glad nobody paid any attention to him because he was mouthing off as I was coming on the cock in my fuckhole at the same time he dropped his cum load deep in my snatch. The one fucking my face pulled his cock out and shot some spunk on my face and then jammed his prick back into my mouth to finish coming. There were moans and groans and lots of fuck yeah. And some of them from the two guys, and some of them were from me. The one who had just fucked my mouth said, "I want some of that sweet cunt before we go." He was the one with the biggest cock, plus he had the gun. So how could I object? I mean, really? The one who had just come in my cunt grabbed my hair and told me, "Clean this fuck stick up." And I had to lick and suck my cunt cream and some of his cum off his cock. When his cock was clean, he told me, "Kiss your husband." And as I bent over to kiss him, he opened his mouth. I thought, "You kinky fucking pervert. You liked watching your wife get her gash and face fucked and filled with two strangers' cocks and cum, didn't you?" The other rapper walked down the hall, and I thought he was leaving, but instead he went into the kitchen and came back with two beers and half a cooked chicken. My husband would fucking yell at these two robbers. "Don't you dare eat my beer. Don't you dare eat my chicken either, you fucking assholes. That chicken's for my lunch." He was struggling with the ropes, trying to break free. "You'll be fucking sorry if I get loose. You'll need to shoot me because I'll fix you both." Wow. Eating his chicken and drinking his beer is a no-no. But fucking his wife cunt in mouth is okay. I thought, "You're going to suffer for that, you bastard." And I started plotting my revenge on my husband. After the robbers had finished eating and drinking the beer, the one whose cock I had just cleaned pushed me onto my back and straddled my tits. He told me to spin on my tits and make them wet, then make a tit tunnel. He was going to tit fuck me. Then he spit on his cock, and he spit on my tits too, and then he lay his big, fat, thick, hard between my big, fat tits, working it back and forth, up and down, further inside my tit tunnel, and then he started to tit fuck me. And I have to tell you, there I was, laying flat on my back, on my marriage bed, the one I shared with my husband, who was tied up next to me, watching everything these two incompetent robbers did to me. Me laying there, my big tits pushed together, one big, fat cock sliding back and forth. Me staring at his big, fat mushroom head and all the pre-cum licking out of his piss slit. Well, let me tell you, I was starting to like it. I licked the pre-cum off his cock as it drooled out as he fucked me between my tits. He had a nice, big cock, and his tip was able to reach my lips so I could lick him. I decided I liked being tit-fucked by him, and I liked licking his tip. Oh. Yeah. Hubby's cock is too small to tit fuck me, so I like this. And I was actually enjoying myself, enjoying the attentions, enjoying the two cocks, enjoying being taken by two complete strangers in front of my wimp husband. After a while, the guys turned me around without breaking tit fuck stride so that I was in doggy position. And the guy I was still tit wanking was now laying on his back under my tits. I was tit fucking his cock from on top now. Then I felt the other cock rubbing up and down my wet cunt. This was the biggest of the two cocks. I felt glad his friend had already come in my cunt because I was going to need all the lube I could get. And everybody knows that cum makes a good lube. "Hey, bitch," the one with his cock at my cunt said. "Tell me what you want." "Well, I never talk during sex. I don't know what to say. I just focus on my pleasure, trying to cum." So I just said, "Whatever you want is fine."
"No, bitch. Tell me what you want." He said it again. "Tell me you want this big cock and your sweet cunt."
"Well, I really did want that. I wanted him teasing my gash with his cockhead and making my cunt wet. And I was needy, so I confessed. I want you to fuck me. I want your big prick deep in my cunt."
"Louder," he said, "so your husband can hear you. And look at him when you say it."
I looked over at my husband, still tied up just 2 feet away, watching everything. And I told him, "I want him to fuck me. I want his massive cock stretching my married cunt." "Oh, fuck," I moaned as his cock filled my fuck box in one thrust. "Oh, I thought I was split open, but the pleasure was fucking wonderful."
"Talk to me, bitch. Tell me and your husband what you want."
"I want to be fucked. I'd never talked before when I was fucking, but now the filthy talk just flowed out of my mouth. I want your cock filling my gash. I want you to destroy my cunt. I want you to own my fuckhole. And after this, I'll always need a big cock. You and your friend can come and fuck me anytime you want. You can even bring others to see my cunt and mouth and fuck them." The one who was under me that I was tit fucking slid down, and I heard him say, "I want into this slut's cunt. Let's DP the whore." I thought, "DP? As in double penetrate? Uh-oh, I'm in trouble for sure." Then the cock that was in my sloppy snatch slid out and I was told,
"Spread your arse cheeks and relax."
"Relax? Are you fucking kidding me?" Then I felt the cock trying to push into my arse hole. No relaxing now. My arse was as tight as a nun's cunt. Then I surprised myself and said, "Wait, there's lube in the drawer." And there was. I used it on my dildo. So lots of lube was drizzled on my arse and lots more on the prick, and my arse was breached for the first time. Well, I thought it was fucking fate. Fuck, here I was, laying next to my husband, telling some complete stranger who broke into my house where to get some lube so he could fuck my bum hole. My arse was stretched tight. Then the man laying under me fed me his prick into my fucking cunt. I was double penetrated for the first time. And it felt good. Nope, not good. It felt great. I was begging them to fuck me harder. I was now a lover of cocks in my cunt and also my arse. And the guy fucking my arse said to my husband,
"You are one lucky guy. One lucky son of a bitch. Having a wife who loves getting her arse and her cunt filled at the same time."
The guy in my cunt was twisting my nipples and told me to tell my husband what was happening. I could barely string two words together, but I said, "I'm getting fucked in my cunt, in my bum, and I love it. I've come 3 times already, and I'm about ready to come again. These two big dick guys have turned your wife into a cum dump cunt. I love their big pricks, and they can take whatever they want. They wanted me to suck their cocks, and I did it. Then they both fucked my gash, and now I have one balls deep in my shit chute and the other guy filling my married cunt." The one in my arse said, "I'm coming. I'm coming in your slut wife's arse, filling her with my spunk." I could feel his cock start to jerk as he emptied his balls and shot his filthy spunk into my bum. This made my cunt clamp down on the prick in my fuckhole, and he started to come into my twat as well. Two big cocks, both dropping a load of jizz into my bum and cunt. What could I do but come with them? And as a final insult to my husband, the one who had just fucked and come in my arse, wiped his prick clean on my husband's pajamas. And as the other cock slipped from my cum-filled cunt, I sucked it clean without being told to. Ah. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Mmm. 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 Yeah. Mmm. There you go, baby. Then it was all over. And one of the guys, I think his name was Barry, leaned over and whispered something to my husband, but I couldn't quite catch what he said. And then the two men got dressed, and I kissed them both goodbye. Nice, deep kisses. Lots of tongue. You know, the type of kiss between lovers. And then I went to untie my husband. And then I saw his cock was hard and poking through the fly in his pajamas. And I told him, "You fucking pervert, you got hard watching those two robbers rape me. You like them forcing me to do and say those filthy things." He never denied it, so I figured it was his turn to be forced to do something. So instead of untying him, I straddled his face. "Look at my cunt. Your cock got hard watching those big cocks fuck it. Now you can clean it up. Clean up their mess." And I lowered my sloppy, cum-filled cunt onto his mouth, and then I felt his tongue licking deep into my greedy gash. He was loving this, and so was I. "Lick my filthy cunt clean and get used to it, because I've invited them to come back and fuck my brains out. But even if they don't come back, I want other big cocks plowing my snatch, and you, my dear husband, will be my cleanup bitch." I was feeling powerful. I untied one of his hands, and he started to jack off just as I came on his face from him licking my gash. I climbed off his face and told him, "You are now my official cunt cleaner." And he nodded. And so I asked, "What are you?" And he said, "I'm your cunt cleaner. You big cocks, you know, are bent to fuck you. And when they abused you, I'll clean your cunt. I'm your bitch, and I'll make things clean for the next cock to dump a load on your cunt." I had him well trained. And then I remembered. "What did Barry whisper to you just before he left? Tell me." And he looked at me all shamefaced, but then he said, "See you at work tomorrow." Fuck. It was a setup.